All right, Mojo on the Morning Show. Megan, I don't know if you've gone on to iHeart Access Day to go look and see if there's any deals here to help you with your family vacation planning.
Oh.
But did you hear about
where are you guys going?
Going on a cruise. I've never been on a cruise. And to be quite honest, cruises terrified me. I was bullied into this vacation. And I don't know. It's been so long since we've taken a family vacation. I mean,
who's going? Just three?
Well, the three of us, and then some cousins, aunts, uncles, kids. There's like, I want to say 15 or 20 of us going in total. And yeah, I've never been on a cruise before because you've heard me talk about them before. Cruises scare me. Cruises are terrifying. And because I'm the only girl in my family, and the men hate me and think that they're better than me because they're men, it's fallen on my shoulders to plan this whole vacation. And when I say plan, I mean the booking, the passport filling out, the actual taking to appointments, all of the excursions, the meal plans. Everything has been my decision. And I just know that when this finally rolls around and we go on this vacation, I know the boys are going to be disappointed, and I know I'm going to shoulder all of the blame. Like, I feel like if this vacation doesn't go well, it's going to be my fault. And it's stressing me out.
I think you are a very good person. But I don't necessarily see you as a vacation planner, the woman who stays in her house all day.
Okay, well, yes.
It's not even that to me. It's like, why do they need you to hold their hands to take you to the appointments for the passports?
Great question.
You are grown-ass men. You can make the appointment and drive yourself there.
Great question. Because the fact that I literally have to, like, hold everybody's hand through this process is driving me nuts. And then the fighting over everything. Like, if we miss the flight, or if anything happens and we don't make it, I have done all of this work and we just can't get on the boat.
No,
right?
You get on the boat and you enjoy a nice solo trip. You said you wanted to go on a solo trip. There you go.
It was a fight for me to be like, we have to fly in the day before. They're like, no, I think we can, it'll be fine. And I'm like, we're going during hurricane season. We are going down the day before. I'm not spending all of this money and all of this time for us to miss the vacation. Right. And then everybody was fighting with me over it.
I can only imagine what it would be like to be on the Mick family vacation that Megan plans. Is it going to be like a name brand cruise liner, or is it?
They call it, from what I've read so far, it's the party line. So can you imagine me on the drunken cruise line? That is what I accidentally signed us up for.
You got to go on one of those. I saw that one cruise liner that they say is the world's largest cruise liner. Like, they say it's like the biggest one ever. And I saw that going, God, I don't know if necessarily that feels safe to have a cruise liner where they can fit more people on it. And they can, you know, it's the biggest one ever. But it looks really cool. It looks like, honestly, like a spaceship thing, like in the middle of the ocean. But have you done a cruise ever?
I'm not a cruise guy.
Hey, how about you, Megan? Have you ever done one?
No. Every cruise I've ever seen, people die.
Yeah.
People get stranded at sea.
Yeah.
People don't have plumbing. I'm terrified.
I've seen the Titanic.
Or the toilets. The toilets are really nasty.
Wait, how is it that every single cruise liner that you've ever seen has ever been that bad? I've seen
there
cruises
are very
that
nice
are nice.
Ones.
You know what I shouldn't have done? Looked up murder rates on cruises. Because let me tell you, a lot of people get murdered on cruises.
Really?
Yes. Like, on a regular basis, they do it out in the water.
No.
Yes.
Well, you do see where the couples who are on their honeymoons, like somebody mysteriously gets pushed off or something like that or falls off. There was actually, did you see, it was this week, I think. I read it in the news. Well, the person that fell off the boat from the balcony. Right?
Oh yeah, he jumped on a dare. He died.
Why? Would you do what?
What?
Yeah. I think that was on, let's see here, it was this weekend. Video shows the teen jumping off of I think it was a big cruise liner too. It was like a, let's see here. Here you go. Cameron Robbins, 18 years old, jumped overboard as a dare from his classmates off of a cruise ship this week. And they say that the passengers were just sitting out enjoying a beautiful night and having fun watching stuff. And then all of a sudden said that they saw the guy like jumping off. That would have freaked me out. I would have had a hard time. Well, don't book that cruise liner there. Although that might be a deal.
It's not the ship's fault.
I always look for this. I always look for which cruise liner just had bad press, like where everybody got food poisoning. And then I'm going to book that one and see if there's like a twofer deal.
Well, here's where everybody lied to me. Everybody was like, cruises are so affordable. Cruisers are great. Cruisers are an easy vacation. Lies. They trick you with the room prices. You think, oh my God, this is going to be so inexpensive. And then they get you with everything else.
Yeah.
Do you know what? It costs us almost double to drink on the cruise as it is to physically be on it.
Oh, really? To buy the drink package?
It's more expensive than our rooms.
Well, maybe it's
that's crazy.
Everything Isn't is it? So cheap. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're both equally just cheap. How much is it?
To drink, all of us, is over $1,000.
Well, you guys are kind of a drunk family anyway. So.
No, there's one price. And I don't even drink. But because I'm sharing a room with my brother and he wanted it, I had to buy it too.
Well, we're getting hammered.
That's dumb.
Wow.
Because they don't want one person going back and just getting drinks for everybody.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
I would honestly just get the pass where you can just go to the all-you-can-eat buffet the entire time. I think what we should all do is we should weigh all the mix right before they go on the cruise and we'll weigh them when they come off.
Absolutely not. How dare you?
I think that would be the greatest. What's up, Joe? How you doing?
Hey, Mojo. First time caller, long time listener.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe.
Congratulations. You're going on a cruise with Megan.
Hey, I'm down, man. I just actually got back from a cruise. Me and like 20 of my family members, we went on a Carnival cruise.
And was,
we went to,
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, was it worth it? But go ahead. Where were you going?
Oh, man. It was totally worth it. We went to Cozumel, Mexico. And you guys, I heard somebody mention about it being dirty. There's, like, so many staff members. And, like, they're right behind you cleaning stuff up. Like, if you get a drink, you know, and you're done with it, you set it down, you turn around, talk to somebody, turn back around, that's gone. Like, your cup is gone.
Like, what's your advice to Megan for traveling on a cruise with her entire family like you just did? Any pointers?
My advice would be to definitely get the drink package. That you can drink alcohol. It just makes it a lot easier with dealing with your family, let me tell you.
Do you think that a cruise is more affordable than going to a destination and like staying in a hotel?
You know, it definitely depends on the hotel, but like for me and my wife to get the drink package and to get the cruise, it was a little bit over $2,000 for both of us together.
Yeah.
So I guess it really just depends on where you go, you know, but I mean the cruise ship being out on the open ocean and, you know, all the food, because the buffet is just unlimited, basically.
Yeah.
You gotta pay for like the special meals, but.
I think so too. I think
absolutely not, because they scam you. Because I had to buy hooks for the walls, and there's only one outlet, and you can't buy any sort of extension cord on a cruise. I learned you have to get a specific cruise-approved extension cord. This is costing me literally so much money, and I.
What do you mean hooks on the walls?
Well, right, there's only one outlet in your whole cabin room.
I didn't know that.
Really?
Wow.
Yes. So all of the walls on cruises apparently are like metal, and because everything is so small on a cruise, everybody recommends that you buy these magnetic hooks for the wall to hang everything up, so you don't clutter and you can actually move around in your room.
Wow. I knew this when we went on a cruise. We did a Disney cruise with the kids when they were little. I was. Had a hard time going to the bathroom because the bathrooms were so small. I had to use the handicap restroom on the promenade deck. What's
Lido
going on?
Deck.
The Lido deck. What's going on, Sherry?
Hey, just call me in a comment on Megan's comment about going on a cruise.
Yes.
There is a way, Megan, that you can absolutely earn money off of booking travel for all of your family. You know, and I know the cruise line is your talk. Yes, I do it all day, every day. You can become your own travel agent. You don't have to book travel for anybody else. You can only book it for yourself and your family. Like, I'm getting ready to go on a cruise in November. I'm trying to get everybody to do, you know, holiday cruises. And every single person that I'm booking on that cruise line is paying me a commission.
Wow, Megan. Make money off of them.
Stay
on hold. We're going to have you teach Megan about that. She's going to make money off of her family. I love that. Nina.
Great idea.
Hi, guys.
Nina, the cruise expert's on with us right now. She says that she can answer any question that you have, Megan, about a cruise. What's your questions, Megan?
Why is my family doing this?
I have been on 10 cruises since I was a little girl. I just got off one a couple weeks ago. It was a spring break one with my family. Are you going on Carnival or Royal?
Going on Carnival.
Okay, I've been on several Carnivals. All I can tell you is the drink package is completely worth it.
Okay.
Because drinks are literally $14 to $17 each.
What?
Yes, so the drink package 100% is worth it. The pizza is the best part of all of the food, especially after the drink. Food is mediocre. It's nothing crazy. There's just a ton of it.
Wow, you're selling this.
Poolside entertainment will be a blast. There's constantly stuff going on. Piano bars are the hot spot at night, not the discos. The piano bar is where you want to be at night. No one's falling off of anything. You literally have to throw a leg over a wall in order to physically fall off of a cruise ship.
Okay.
You will see that once you're on.
Hey, what do you think about this real quick? What do you think if we can get Megan and her dad to reenact this scene from the...
That has to happen.
I can see the Statue of Liberty already. That is small, of course.
Megan. I gotta tell you the one thing my family is doing on this cruise that I'm actually looking forward to. And I wasn't going to spoil this. I was just going to post it, but I realized I'm not going to have cell phone service the whole time. So
yes, you will. You can also get that.
And I'm not paying for that, girl. I can't afford this trip already. Guy Fieri apparently has a restaurant in every one of the Carnival ships, and we all bought matching flame shirts and shorts, and we're going to eat at Guy Fieri.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
Flame clothes.
That is hilarious. The other thing is if you guys are pool people, you have to get down to that pool deck early because those chairs disappear immediately. People park their towels on the chairs and then disappear for 10 hours.
You're making a cruise seem horrible. She's going to be staying in Toledo.
These are good tips,
telling
though.
You will have a blast.
Oh, you're going to have a blast. Everything sounded great. You're going to have a blast. Hey, real quick, what about if Megan and her entire family goes on one of those like theme cruises? You know how they have like cruises for like musical artists?
Drag queen cruise.
I've been on three.
Which ones?
I've been on three New Kids on the Block cruises.
Oh my God,
you're crazy.
I swear to God, they are three times the price of a regular Carnival cruise.
Why don't you go on a One Direction cruise, Megan?
They don't have one.
Oh, she's already looked.